Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70. Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a great episode we have for you. Coming up, we'll talk with David Grubb from MLBBro.com. We'll talk about some of the storylines that the site is covering around Major League Baseball. Also, Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble. Anthony Masterson will give us some analytics to tickle your fancy. And David Gascon's along as well. And he'll have some gambling tips. All that and more. Inside the Parker starts now.
Better up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
On the same day that the Nevada State Senate voted to approve a $380 million in public funds to build a new ballpark to lure the Athletics from Oakland to Las Vegas, fans in the Bay Area in Oakland had a reverse boycott. I've heard of a boycott where people don't show up. The reverse boycott were that they showed up to show the owners of the A's and Major League Baseball that there is a fan base in Oakland. They drew 27,000 fans to the stadium, and they were giving away 7,000 green T-shirts with "sell" embroiled on the front of the shirt. This was an interesting tactic by the fans that, they're not happy, and it's unfortunate because I think Oakland gets a bad rap. We know the Warriors moved out of Oakland to San Francisco. We know the Raiders left the city of Oakland high and dry, but baseball, as well as those sports, has a fantastic tradition in Oakland. I mean, the Oakland A's won 3 World Series in a row, had some great players on their teams in a day. Catfish Hunter, Vida Blue, Joe Rudy, Gene Tennis. I can go on and on and on. Then, of course, Tony La Russa and the Bash Brothers, they won a World Series as well in Oakland. Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, and that gang of players. So there's a long winning history of people in Oakland who love the A's. They also have probably one of the best uniform, the one that Reggie Jackson wore in the 60s and 70s with the sleeveless uniform jersey. I mean, you could show off your guns or put a T-shirt on. But anyway, it looks like it's just destined that Oakland is going to lose yet another team and be teamless, and the Oakland A's will wind up in Las Vegas with their football team. And it's sad, but I feel bad for the fans. And I love that they still wanted to have this kind of protest and reverse boycott and showed up in big numbers, 27,000. And funny, because the team actually had been hot, winning 6 games in a row at one point. But it's all going to be for naught. The A's will no longer be in Oakland. It's just a matter of time.
Number two.
Entering Wednesday's action in Major League Baseball, there's no doubt about it. The two most disappointing teams in baseball, the New York Metropolitans and the San Diego Padres, both sit below 500, which says a lot when you think about how disappointing and uninspired their baseball has been and all the money that was spent for these two teams. I'll be the first one to tell you. Both of these teams were going to the postseason in my book, and I had the San Diego Padres winning a World Series. My World Series picked Padres over the Yankees in the World Series. And they have so much talent, and yet it has been a struggle for the Padres. The Mets have had some bright spots, but still, injuries. They have the older pitchers, and Scherzer and Verlander, those guys have missed time. Pete Alonso's out. That's a big blow. This guy's hit as many home runs as anybody the last couple of years in baseball. And, you know, we heard from the owner, Cohen, that, you know, he's not panicking. Buck Showalter, the manager's not in trouble. The GM is safe, that he believes in the team and they're going to turn it around. But these two teams should be winning at a consistent basis and be a part of the conversation about teams who are going to play in October and teams that have a chance to win. Now, just be real careful in counting out teams like the Padres and the Mets. People counted out the Phillies last year when they fired Joe Girardi early in the season when that team struggled out of the gate. And we know what happened there, right? The Phillies went to the World Series. They didn't win, but they went. So baseball's a marathon. It's a long way to go. We still have more than 3 months to go in the baseball season. So I'm not and of course, with the expanded playoffs and more teams added, there's still more slots that be had. So if I'm a betting man, and sometimes I like to lay a couple shekels down, I'm going to say that the Padres and Mets will both make the playoffs. You heard it right here. They both will make the playoffs. I'm not counting either of these teams out. Too early, too talented. They just have to get it together and start winning. But I do believe still in the Mets and the Padres.
Number three.
The first tally of All-Star Voter out. I always love baseball because the fans get to vote for the players. It's the best way. It's their game. Let the fans see who they want. Forget about, well, you know, we got to do it analytically or be proper and pick by stats. Guys could have great stats, but no flair, no excitement. Fans want to see who they want to see. And just the one thing that was surprising to me is that Ronald Acuna Jr. in the first batch of votes was the top vote getter over Shohei Ohtani, who's having a monster season, leading the American League in home runs, pitching well. The Angels are playing well. Coming into Wednesday, they won 8 out of 10. But still, Ronald Acuna Jr. is that guy, is a star-studded guy. Aaron Judge last year led the All-Star voting. He's been hurt on the IL twice. I think that's hurt him. But Ronald Acuna Jr. is having a dynamite season. Stealing bags. You know, people were talking about earlier this year, he's on pace to be the first guy to hit over 30 home runs and steal 60 bags. It's never been done. He was on that pace, you know, with the bases being bigger and guys were running at one point and being successful at stealing bases at an 83% clip, which is really, really high. But anyway, it was surprising because Shohei has the appeal. We know he has star power. We know people are interested in seeing a guy who can pitch at that level and also rake at the plate. But Ronald Acuna Jr., you know, who has a couple of national TV spots now, he's a personality. He's fun to watch. And I happened to be in Phoenix when they played the D-backs, and this dude, I was sitting down the left field line. He hit a ball for a home run onto the concourse where the food and the concessions is out there in Arizona. I just could not believe how far he hit that ball. Pretty amazing, over our heads and into the concession stand. I'm sure they charged him $9 for a soda because the ball came in the concession stand. But anyway, this is interesting. Ronald Acuna Jr. is your leader after the first batch of All-Star votes have been counted.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome into the podcast David Grubb, who is an assistant managing editor for MLBBro.com. What's happening, David? How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
No doubt. Let's talk some baseball and stuff that you guys are covering on the site, MLBBro.com, that covers black and brown major leaguers. Let's start with Andrew McCutchen. Went back to Pittsburgh where it all started, recently got his 2,000th hit, and now I'm hearing all kinds of stuff, even people making comparisons on whether or not he belongs in the Hall of Fame. What do you make of his return to Pittsburgh and his return to being a productive player?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a player who really enjoys and is being invigorated by the environment that he's in. We saw, I think, some of that when he was with the Phillies during their run to the playoffs. You saw he kind of fed off of that, was able to carry them for a small stretch. But these are the best numbers he's put up in 5 years, and it's across the board. He's getting hits into the gap. He's getting home runs. He's getting stolen bases, and he's playing solid defense. So you look at Andrew McCutchen, and you also bring in that veteran experience. He's the only person on that roster who was around the last time the Pirates did make the playoffs. You know, I think he gives them something that they have not had the last few years. They've had talent, but they haven't had an understanding of what it means to win. And he's seen the good, the bad, the ugly in Pittsburgh and in his career.
Yeah, he certainly has, but boy, what a rejuvenation by Andrew McCutchen for sure. Let's go to Marcus Semien, the second baseman for the Texas Rangers. And Dave, you know, he got the big contract 2 years ago, struggled last year, you know, maybe trying to live up to the big deal. And the Rangers as a whole struggled. There was other players who just didn't play that well. But, man, what a year he's had. At one point, had a 25-game hitting streak. And also, I reached base in 33 straight games. This is a guy who 3 years ago set the all-time home run record for second baseman. And it looks like Marcus Semien is back comfortable and just playing like he's capable.
This is the guy, you know, there was a kind of this stigma that he had that he only played well in even-numbered years. And you look at this season, and he's hitting career-high batting average. Like you said, just the power numbers, the speed numbers. Defensively, he's as good as he's ever been. And he's doing it for a Rangers team that is in the hunt. You know, and that's the most important part. When he left Toronto, it seemed like that was a team that was on the verge, and he was leaving an opportunity to really win. But the Rangers have invested in that team. They've got a lot of talent around him. And it just looks like the future is incredibly bright for Marcus Semien while he's there and has a chance to become one of the greatest second basemen of all time. When you combine his ability to hit in that leadoff position and change the game from there, score as many runs as he does, and then drive in runs with power, you know, it's the multidimensional parts of it. He's going to be in the MVP race for years to come.
Yeah, it's hard when you have that kind of power and you have speed and all the other things that he can do as a leadoff guy, and he has over 50 RBIs. Whenever you're at the All-Star break, he has over, you know, you're knocking in runs from the leadoff spot. That's big time, Dave.
I mean, that's the only other guy really that we saw who does that from the leadoff position was when those times that Aaron Judge occupied that spot for the Yankees, or when the Cardinals would put Mark McGwire up there. But that's not Marcus Semien. He's a second baseman. We're not, you know, even Ricky Henderson, when he was dominating as a leadoff hitter, you weren't getting consistent 100 RBI. You get 80, you get 90. But in this era, for a second baseman, a leadoff hitter to be driving in that kind of run, that's exceptional.
No doubt. Our guest is David Grubb, assistant managing editor from MLBBro.com. Let's talk about some pitching. And Hunter Greene in Cincinnati, just an incredible stat. He has had 8 or more strikeouts in his last 5 starts, which is the first time that a Cincinnati Reds pitcher has done that in 60 years, 6-0. David, the sky's the limit for this guy.
I think the comparison for him is kind of like a guy like Nolan Ryan, because, you know, you look at the strikeout numbers, that's 46 strikeouts in 28 innings. Just a ridiculous amount of strikeouts, but he's also not getting deep enough in his starts. And so I think that's one of those things that we see with power pitchers. When you have that kind of dominant stuff, bringing that second pitch, finding that changeup, that curveball, that other piece that makes you really dominant, whether it's Randy Johnson, whether it's Nolan Ryan, when you are a big, powerful pitcher, I think it just takes a little bit longer. But with Hunter Greene, all the good things are there. You know, the mechanics are there. He's solid. His base is good. His arm is good. So I think it just comes with time. And as he continues to develop as a pitcher and learns to be a major league pitcher, yeah, the sky is the limit.
No doubt. And let's go here. Last thing from you, Dave. Aaron Judge and his impact. I mean, people talk about it. I remember last year people were saying, oh, Ohtani was the MVP, and people were saying, no, Judge. And it wasn't just the 62 home runs, because obviously that was a historic season. But it was also Judge's impact on the Yankees. You remember they had to win a lot of games, and they did, and Judge came through for them, even when Stanton was out and different players were injured. And you see it this year. When he's not in that lineup, the Yankees aren't the same team. I mean, his impact is huge. When he's in the lineup, the Yankees are a different team. Is that hard to argue?
It's impossible to argue. I mean, you look at what Ohtani has. At least he can stand there and say he has the greatest player maybe of his generation out there with Mike Trout. Who can Aaron Judge count on? You look at that lineup, and it's filled with either youngsters or guys who have been inconsistent, Last season, I think if you took him out of the lineup, there wasn't a single guy who finished the season with a batting average over 260. So it was just Aaron Judge against the world, and they've had to bat him leadoff, second, third, cleanup, wherever they've had to put him. They had to play him in right field, center field, and he's played at gold glove level at both of those positions. I don't think any player, you know, yes, Otani is playing both ways, and that talent is ridiculous. But like you said, I don't think anybody's value right now to their team. The Yankees are not in the hunt. They are not over 500 if Aaron Judge isn't there. And in the toughest division in baseball, they could be double-digit games out.
No doubt. His name is David Grubb from MLBBro.com. Check out the site. Dave, thanks for all your knowledge, my man. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, sir.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
Of all the surprising things we've seen so far this season, maybe none are more surprising than what's happening out in the desert, where the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were 100-1 odds to win the World Series when the season started, had the best record in the NL West and are vying with the Braves for the top mark in the league. How did their rebuild pop so quickly, even after trading their best player from last season? Sending Dalton Varsho to Toronto netted the D-backs their team's second-leading hitter in Lourdes Gurriel and 23-year-old catching prospect Gabriel Moreno, who's currently fifth on the team among position players in WAR. Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly have combined as one of the top pitching duos in the league, both top 10 in the league in ERA, wins, and WAR as well. But the real reason this team has come out of nowhere is their 22-year-old rookie MVP candidate Corbin Carroll. A first-round pick in 2019, Carroll shot through the system, making his debut last season and creating such a riptide, the team signed him to an 8-year, $111 million extension after only 32 big league games. Carroll has honored that faith in spades, currently ranking in the top 5 in the NL in average, slugging, total bases, extra base hits, and stolen bases, including a league-leading 998 OPS as of June 14th. Only two rookies have ever won MVP, Ichiro in 2001 and Fred Lynn in 1975, and only two rookies have ever had an OPS over 1,000, Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols. The MVP in the NL is likely Ronald Acuna Jr.'s to lose at this point, but Carroll is charging hard as the linchpin for the game's most surprising team.
And what that ball is!
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Cincinnati Reds rookie sensation Ellie De La Cruz has a hype machine behind him that has the baseball world talking about the latest generational talent from guess where? The Dominican Republic. JR, is it foul or fair to say that De La Cruz will be an all-time great player?
Foul. An all-time great? Look, Rob, that's the same thing they were saying about Fernando Tatis before he got exposed for juicing. The statuesque height, the speed, the athletic ability, the power. Ellie De La Cruz has it all. Just a 5-tool complete ball player with all of the metrics, the exit velocity and arm velocity, and on the field, these things just jump off the page. At 6'5", 200 pounds, we haven't seen many middle infielders that size and with De La Cruz's agility. He gets on base, he has 14 walks and 30 at-bats. He's definitely a party starter and cornerstone piece for the Reds, who are building talent for a bright future with youngsters such as flamethrower Hunter Green and outfielder Will Benson, among others. Ellie moves to the front of the pack at the franchise as the first potential bona fide superstar out of that system that the Reds have had in some time. He's destined to be their best player since Joey Votto in short order. I'm just not ready to say he's going to be an all-time great. We said that about Yasiel Puig and Randy Arozarena, who was an incredible player, by the way, but after they had starts to their careers that proved to be a level higher than who they truly are as players. Right now, De La Cruz is batting about 270. He has only one homer and 30 highly scrutinized and praised MLB at-bats, and his highlights are the cravings of MLB Network and other baseball platforms. I just know a little bit too much about this game of baseball to think that he will become Roberto Alomar 2.0 or have Adrian Beltre power with Eric Davis speed. But the tools are there. The excitement around De La Cruz is evident, and everyone seems to think he's the second coming. So we'll see.
Turn money into more money.
Now it's time for Betting on the Bases with Dave Gascon.
Love that money.
Love that money.
Rob, brand new week of the baseball. Glad I can be here with you. No Stanley Cup playoffs, no NBA playoffs. Everything has been put to bed until next season. So Major League Baseball is on the forefront and the stage is ours. Speaking of that, Sandy Alcantara, the 2022 NL Cy Young winner, he's fallen off the map this season. 2-5 record with an ERA at 4.75. Marlins are in D.C. over the weekend against the Nationals. I will back Alcantara and the Marlins on Friday night. Yankees and Red Sox continue their rivalry from Fenway Park. I'm going to take New York in this contest on the road to win Friday night's festivities. And then also, I should see a pretty wild affair in Texas, Arlington, that is, Rangers and Blue Jays. Both these teams pound out the runs. In fact, Texas right now leads all of Major League Baseball with over 6 runs per game. I'm going to take the over in this contest, at least Friday, between Toronto and Texas.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 499 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. It's simple. Especially this time of the year where we're starting to see some teams that cohabitate in the same city play each other. Yes, we're talking about the Subway Series, which was taking place in New York at Citi Field. The Yankees taking on the Mets. And on Wednesday, it was a great matchup. Coming in, Gerrit Cole against Justin Verlander, ex-teammates when they were both with the Astros. But that's the special part about baseball. You know, a couple cities have two teams, and they have natural rivalries, and it's not played out. You don't have that in the NBA or the NFL where you have two teams in the same city, and then there's a rivalry. Mets and Yankees, you know, Dodgers and Angels, White Sox and Cubs. There's others. You know, the Royals and the Cardinals. I could go on and on and on. And baseball is these natural rivalries in cities, and it's just fun. I can remember going to the very first Mets-Yankees game, you know, regular season game that counted. And it was at Yankee Stadium, me and my buddies, we sat great seats behind home plate, and it was for keeps, it was for real. And here we are, many, many moons into it, and people still get jacked for it. It's a special part of the game. The Subway Series going on in New York, Mets and Yankees, and I think it's awesome. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.